Hello, welcome to ASAP Talks, and today we're going to talk about Hamas, Iran, Israel, and things. Since Israel attacked the consulate, I don't know if they attacked the consulate in Syria, and that killed one top commander, there have not been news about anything about Gaza or Palestinian protest and things. Why is happening that? Because that, I think this was one intentional strike to get the news of Gaza, from the Gaza and Palestine not protesting anymore. Also, the 300 missiles, 320 missiles did not get any damage. Only one girl got hurt, and it was like 99 of them was shot down. And now that Israel has sent some missiles over, there was one military base and some other was the target, and Iran says was minimal damage, to almost nothing damage, they say now. And Russia says to Iran to not to escalate, and USA says to Israel to not escalate, and to Iran too. But I think this will be escalating more and more. I don't know why Israel did not attack Hezbollah. Maybe they have like ordinary shells or rockets to the Hezbollah near the border they have done. But I don't know why they did not attack the major cities, because they were shooting from Lebanon border with rockets also to support Iran attack. Also was from Houthis, was also shooting rockets. But all of them was shooting down, except maybe a couple of them. So this is gonna be fun, for me it's gonna be fun to see what will happen more, because this will be one big war in the end. And of course the West don't want it, but Iran wants it, Israel wants it, so let's see what's happening. And some are saying that escalation seems to be averted, but tensions remain. That is one thing. Yeah, maybe it's true, but now there are not so much news about Gaza. That is the thing that they wanted, probably the Israel, that diverted the news from Gaza, because there was too much news about Gaza and nothing else. And of course Hamas is giving the world wrong numbers, how many is dead, because they are lying to get tension more higher up for Israel. You can never trust Hamas in any certain things. And Qatar, why they are protecting the Hamas leaders? There are like three leaders there that are billionaire, that have stolen aid money from Gaza people, and why they are in Qatar and protected by the Qatar government, we don't know. But probably they're gonna be some assassination attempts in the future in Qatar of the Hamas leaders by Israeli agents. And this will happen in the future. And I have been right so far in my predictions. So this will happen. Please support me by follow me, share and like to your friends. Or share to your friends, not like to your friends. Like and share to your friends this podcast. So see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.